Your Excellency Mohamed Kaimi, President of the 38th Section of the FAO Conference and Minister for Agriculture, Irrigation and Livestock of Afghanistan. Ms. Nomathemba Tambu, Permanent Representative of South Africa and Chair of Commission 1. Ms. Gerda Verburg, Permanent Representative of Netherlands and Chair of Commission 2. Mr. Louis Gagnon, Secretary General of the Conference. I want to thank you, all of you, for conducting this conference and its commissions this week. Let me also thank FAO staff that supported this work. Mr. Luc Gayot, outgoing independent chair of the Council, I want to thank you again for your valuable contribution to FAO during the past 4 years, in particularly those efforts leading to this conference. Mr. Wilfred Nigirwa, incoming independent chair of the Council, you previously played an important role as vice chairperson of the CIEE. Now let me congratulate you for your new role. I look forward to working closely with you, but starting Monday, all of us deserve a Sunday of rest. Your Excellence, ministers, permanent representatives, ambassadors, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank all of you for making this conference a real success. This has been a long but constructive week. We are all tired, but also happy. And I want to thank the strong support that you have given to what is now clearly our shared vision for FAO. The approved review strategic framework sharpens the focus of our work for the years to come, and the program of work and budget for 2014-15 lays out how we will transform our words into concrete action. Approving them by consensus with the committed support of all FAO members is of great political importance. As encouraged by the report of this conference, I also call on you to support with voluntary contributions the full achievement of the strategic objective and the full implementation of our program of work, which have received unanimous and vigorous backing by this conference. In the 18 months I have been in office, we have been able to do many things together. Now, our focus will shift from preparation to implementation. Ladies and gentlemen, we started the week with an inspiring McDougall lecture by Professor Amartya Sen. He reminded us that increasing food production is not enough to put an end on hunger, which is why FAO will strengthen its work in social protection. Thursday, in the audience conceded to us, Pope Francis also addressed the issue. He called it scandals that people starve in a world that produces enough food for everybody. When we look at the policy decisions taken by the countries that have made greater advances in fight against hunger, we see that they tackle this problem. They have a combination of actions that increase food production and strengthen social protection. These improve access to food by those that did not have the income to buy it or the means to produce it by themselves. This is a new perspective that we have to apply. and it is part of the reason that explain the success of 38 countries that we recognize this week for reaching the 2015 hunger targets 3 years before the deadline. Their experience shown that by acting on strong political commitment and leadership, we can win the war against hunger. We now have only 922 days left to the Millennium Development Goals deadline. We need to ride this momentum forward towards the complete eradication of hunger, as we just approved. We are stepping up our efforts around the world, including in Africa. On June 3rd and July 1st, many of us will meet again in Addis Ababa for a high-level meeting of African and international leaders to help push the anti-hunger efforts in the region. I welcome you to join this partnership that already counts with the participation of the African Union, FAO, Lula Institute, and many other actors, including IFAD and WFP, our sister agencies in Rome. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the first generation that can put an end on hunger. This is our privilege. Let us seize this opportunity. To end, I want to thank you for your support. I want to thank you for your trust. And I want to thank you for your commitment to FAO and to working together to achieve consensus on what is most important for the organization, the work that FAO needs to do to contribute to eradication of hunger and malnutrition. I look forward to seeing you again here in 2015 at the next section of the conference. To those traveling, I wish you a safe journey home. Thank you very much.